How are we doing today? You feeling? I didn't know it was Father's Day until someone told me. It's good. Got a big cuddle from all my boys. It's good. Last week, we discussed Sermon on the Mount. Do you remember that? Do you remember Jesus? Actually, for a couple of weeks where I've been in the pulpit, we've been talking about the Sermon on the Mount in Luke chapter 6. And so that's what we were talking about. And particularly the way that Jesus teaches a Christian to stand in the world. How to fight, if you will, although it would be hard to call it fighting, Jesus calls us to love our enemies, to pray for them, to give and to serve. And it's a contra-intuitive notion that Jesus would say the way to defeat this evil in the world is love and behaving differently than I think the way that we do. We talked about that last week. And so how did you do in your homework? Does anyone here have a story to tell about loving difficult people? Anybody got anything? The husband pointed at his wife over here and said, here's one of them, right? Okay, all right, okay. Loving difficult people. So any wives care to report on their husbands, you know? We get it. Last week we discussed the difference between us and them, and that they are to be loved as well as the us we consider ourselves to be a part of. Remember that? Us and them? Yeah. And then I tried poorly, I might add, to squeeze in some words on key passages at the end. What do you recall about Jesus' teachings on obedience to his words? Do you remember that from the scripture in Luke chapter 6, at the end of chapter 6? I don't think you will remember that because it went so fast. And if I'm honest, I was just trying to finish the chapter. And I don't think that will do. That just will not do. And so could I ask you if you would turn to chapter 6 of Luke? There's, for some reason, I don't want to take years to go through the words of Christ, forgetting that it even took Jesus Christ 3 years to do it. So suddenly I'm going to do a better job than this guy. I don't think it's going to take 3 years to get through Luke, but I'm sorry for rushing through. So here's some key teachings on the firm foundations of obedience. All right? Like in the song, you know, everyone who hears my words and acts on them, right? We sang, the wise man builds his house upon a rock. Just like that. So if you look at Luke, if you grab a pew Bible, it's on page 1040 in a pew Bible, and see the last words of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, and notice that Jesus starts with a question. In chapter 6, verse 46, it says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? Why would you say, Lord, Master, you're the Jedi, I am the Padawan, I am the learner, I'll follow you, Jesus, Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? I ask you, so far in Luke, what has Jesus, the Son of God, told you, church? Okay, we're in chapter 6. So far, what has Jesus told you to do? And do you do it? What have you learned for really months? It'd be since Christmas in the book of Luke, telling the Christmas story. We've continued in Luke, and Jesus has been speaking through the pen of Luke to you in the pews. What has God told you to do? And Jesus says, why do you call me Lord and not do what I tell you? So I think the onus is upon us to say, oh, well, I ought to be doing what Jesus is telling me. So that's pretty serious. Jesus says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Now, Matthew records stronger words about calling Jesus Lord. Okay, the same story, Sermon on the Mount. Matthew actually has 3 chapters in his gospel dedicated to the teaching of Jesus Christ. And so Matthew in chapter 7 says this, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, Jesus says, but the one who does the will of my Father who's in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, do we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. The English Standard Version tells us. Workers of lawlessness. NIV says, depart from me, you evildoers. The King James says, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And the New Living Translation says, depart from me, you who break God's laws. Right? Lord, Lord, we did religious things, and Jesus said, I don't know you. You call me Lord, but you do not do. Go away. Imagine that. Go away. You can't stay here. God's heaven is a solid kingdom built on a firm foundation of God's every promise and his righteousness and holiness. He does not compromise. And sin has no place unless it's being dealt with. And in Christ, we find sin dealt with. But Jesus says to people who come up to Jesus and go, Jesus, I'm dealt with, right? And Jesus says, no, you haven't dealt with. Go away. That's a very, very serious teaching in Scripture. It's a very, very serious teaching in Scripture. And I was just going to, right, so chapter 7, more healings. Here we go. I would have failed you as your pastor. Jesus says people who call themselves Christians but fail to follow his teachings are not actually following Christ. Do you hear that? Be in church, say you're a Christian, but don't follow the teachings of Jesus, and you're not included. Oh my goodness, that's so serious. If you don't follow Jesus, he is not your Lord. What has Jesus told us to do in just the 5 chapters leading up to chapter 6? In just the 6 chapters that we've read so far, what has Jesus told us to do? Can you remember something? It's going to be important. Matthew reports that Jesus says, if you're religious about lots of things, but you ignore the will of our Father in heaven, that this religion will not save you. So if you say, I don't want to be a Christian, because the way that those Christians live, it doesn't change things. The impetus is on the Christians who are saying, this is what Jesus teaches, do this. It's really important. And this ties in with the teaching on blindness from last week. Do you remember how can the blind lead the blind? And both will fall into a pit, right? The religious Pharisees were blind to God's will being taught by Jesus. But they were in church. And they were religious leaders, but they weren't doing what God teaches. And Jesus was there, and oh my goodness, here we are today in Luke, and we're looking at chapter 6, and look at what it says in 6 verse 47. Do you have your finger in that? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them, I will show you what he is like. Right? Come to worship, hear the words, and leave the fellowship to practice what is preached. Yeah? The wise man builds his house upon a rock. And we like to sing that song. It's important. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who's in heaven. Doing the will of God. This is the standard. Luke or Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount, the teaching of Jesus, doing it. Not just knowing it. Not just hearing it Sunday by Sunday, doing it. Matthew also records Jesus' words about everyone, okay? So Luke says, everyone who comes and hears my word and does them. Matthew says, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord. But Matthew records words of Jesus about everyone. Everyone then who hears the words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house upon a rock. So you hear the same story from Luke or from Matthew. Matthew, though, he continues in chapter 7, verse 26, everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. So on the one hand, I want to show up in heaven, and I want Jesus to say, yes, we are together, you're in. I actually would like to be living that abundant life now before I'm dead, and then I'm in heaven. And living that abundant life now, Jesus saying, right, me and you, we're together. I'll look out for you. And I want everyone to be there, but the scripture says you may not say it, David Fraser. You may not say that everyone goes to heaven. You're not allowed. The scripture teaches otherwise. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord. Everyone who hears these words and doesn't do them, they will fall like a crash. Very serious.